بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. First, what are the forbidden times to pray? What are the forbidden times to pray? These are 5 times. 3 of them are severe and 2 are less severe. 3 of them are severe, مغلظة, and 2 are less severe. The 5 are as follows. From after Fajr prayer until the sun has risen. The first, from after Fajr prayer until the sun has risen. And the second, from the sun's rise until it has risen to the height of a spear, which is approximately 1 meter, as you see it, as you look at it. And the third, at midday, when the sun is at midday, until it passes the meridian, until it passes over the meridian. This is the third time. The fourth time, from after the Asr prayer, until the sun reaches a height of a spear from its setting. Until it reaches a height of a spear from its settings. The fifth one is from this time until sunset. These are the 5 times. From this time in number 4 until sunset. These are the 5 times where it is forbidden to offer the prayers. The severe times are the short ones. The severe times are the short ones. So in this case, there will be number 1. Number 2, from the sun's rise until the sun has risen to the height of a spear. And from the time before the meridian, before reaching the meridian, until it passes over the meridian, which is approximately 5 minutes. And also the third, this refers to number 4. Number five. These are the shortest times. And in these times it is forbidden to bury the dead. As in the hadith of Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, ثلاث ساعات نهانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نصلي فيهن. Three times where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbidden us to pray therein or to bury our dead in these times. And he mentioned them, these times which we just went over, with the short ones. So if we go, if we take our deceased, the funeral, to the cemetery, and the sun has risen, so it is not allowed to bury until the sun has risen the height of a spear. Then after that we can bury the dead. And similarly with respect to the other times. So the salah is buried, is rather forbidden in these five times altogether. However, there are two exceptions. First, missed salah, missed prayers. If a person missed a fard prayer, he can pray this fard prayer even during these forbidden times and even during the times where it is severe in terms of the degree of forbiddance, the short ones. This is in accordance with the general hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها, whoever sleeps and misses the salah or forgets it, then let him pray it when he remembers it. There is no expiation for it except that. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا, then he should pray it when he remembers that. When he remembers it, then this is general, there is no exception. And since this is an asserted farida, an obligation, and it should not therefore be delayed beyond its prescribed times, or delayed beyond the time the person remembers it, or when the person awakes. The second types of salah that are excluded from this prohibition according to the preponderating opinion, this includes every salah that has a cause for it, necessitated by its cause, then it can be prayed in these forbidden times. And this is a narration from Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, and the choice of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. This includes the following. Repeating a jama'ah. For example, if someone prays the Fajr prayer at his mosque, then he goes to another mosque and finds them praying the Fajr prayer, then in this case it is permissible for him to pray the Fajr prayer with them, and there is no sin upon him and no forbiddance. And the evidence for this is that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, one day when he was in Mina, he prayed the Fajr in Mina. And when he was leaving, he saw two men who did not pray with him. And so he inquired as to why. They said, we prayed in our residence He said, if you do so and then you come to a mosque where there is congregational prayer, then pray with them. And it will be nafila for you. It will be nafila for you. And this was, or this took place after Salat al-Fajr. This took place after Salat al-Fajr. Second, so this is one case. The second is, we know that when a person makes tawaf, it is the sunnah to pray 2 rak'ah following the tawaf behind the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So if the person makes tawaf after Salat al-Fajr, then he can make these 2 rak'ah following the tawaf. And the evidence is in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ addressing Abd Manaf, Ya Bani Abd Manaf, don't prevent anyone who makes tawaf around this house or prays therein, meaning in the masjid, any hour he wishes, from day or night. Some of the ulama consider this hadith as evidence to perform these 2 rak'ah following the tawaf, even during the forbidden times, going around the Kaaba. This is the meaning of tawaf. Also, from this, when on a day of Jum'ah, Friday, and the Imam giving khutbah, giving the sermon, then the person may offer the tahiyyat al-masjid, the salutation for the masjid, even at the time when the sun is at its meridian, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once was giving the khutbah and a man entered and he sat. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam inquired and asked him, Asallait, did you pray? He said no. Then he told him, قُمْ فَصَلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ وَتَجَوَّزْ فِيهِمَا, stand up and offer 2 rak'ah and make them light. The fourth, from the second type of exceptions, is the entrance to the masjid, دخول المسجد. If someone enters the masjid after the Fajr prayer or after Salat al-Asr, then he should not sit until he offers 2 rak'ah, even after Asr or after Fajr, because this Salah has a cause, and the cause is the entrance to the masjid necessitates this. When we say necessitates, it does not make it obligatory, but meaning that it has its reason. It entails it. Fifth, upon the eclipse of the sun, if the sun is eclipsed after Salat al-Asr, the sixth type, upon or after making wudu, it is permissible for the person following wudu to make 2 rak'ah. Sunnat al-wudu, even at the times that are forbidden, because this salah has a cause, and this is the wudu, legal cause. 7, salatul istikhara. The istikhara, when the person makes 2 rak'ah and then asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him if he's hesitant about a certain matter, then he makes these 2 rak'ah. Then invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua of istikhara. So suppose there comes a case or a condition where he needs to make this salah, but this occurred at a time which is forbidden to pray. Then in this case it is permissible for him to offer these two rak'ah because of the arising cause. Because of the arising cause. So therefore, the hadith, there is no salah after the fajr and no salah after asr, this is general, particularized in cases where the person offers a salah that has a cause. In this case, it is not forbidden. This is the preponderating opinion, and it is one narration from Imam Ahmad, and it is the, according to the choice of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and it is also the madhab of al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. And it is the correct opinion that the salah, as-salawatu dhawatul asbab, laysa anha nahi. The prayers that has their causes are not included in the forbiddance to pray at the times when salah is forbidden to pray. This concludes the point of benefit on salah.